glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. We hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. And I'll first start out before I introduce our special guest. Marion, we actually got to start reading some of your book again on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
So thank you, Mark.
I started it on the front end of the program, those of you that have tuned in. The fact that I'll say at the beginning of a program, Marion's going to be reading from her book. It's going to be an exciting program. And we get on tangents or sub-stories. And then, well, we'll have to save you for another day. Well, we jumped right into it yesterday.
There you go. Thank you.
If you missed that program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But with us in the studio is a dear, dear, treasured friend for how many years, Bob? 20, 30, 20, many
22.
Years.
22. Wow. If you're counting.
Yeah.
Apparently you are, Mark.
Was that back to the Promise Keeper times or what was?
Wow, that's what? Yeah. Yeah,
it could have been when the beginning of Promise Keepers being launched.
Right.
And
wow.
I remember when you
prayer
did
breakfast.
It was,
know, well, we ran a couple panels together, Christian men's gatherings, I think.
That's right. And I remember you talking about Promise Keepers and the opportunity that was going to be there. And I thought, I got to be part of this.
Well, and I must have known you because SkyQuest was one of the founding partners with Great News Radio as we initiated with Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative. So was it around that time we got to know each other before that?
22 and a half years ago.
Okay, so at the birthing of the radio ministry.
Yes.
This is Memory Tuesday, folks.
Yeah, it is. Well, this past weekend, those of you that may have come by Lincoln Square, Bob was out at the Great News Radio Center setting up the two new bay windows. We have this bay window campaign.
The window display program. Mark,
WDPs. The WDPs were dropping. It was shock and awe over here.
No, let's not go there.
But if you come by, you'll see we have a Gideon display set up and an Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative display set up because, as you all know, I'm sure, May is Electrical Safety Month. Is that right, Bob?
That's right. Every May. And we also like to say all other months of the year as well.
Oh. Yes. So you can come by and you'll see a very creative window display provided by Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative, EIEC, and put up by Bob. And then the Gideon is, and that's still in process. We're working with CJ and you, Bob, and others to get some Bibles so we can maybe hand those out, or the literature is great to give out. But, Bob, we just wanted to have you in for a number of reasons to thank you and Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative for helping with our WPD window display.
No, DP.
What if I lost window display program? So WDP.
Okay. So obviously, this is a fairly new program that you came up with at the spur of the moment.
Right. It was one of those God things. It really was. On the way in, thinking about the window displays here, and how it takes a lot of energy and effort and ideas to change them over. And I was just thinking, oh, gosh, what would be an easier way to do that? And then somehow it struck me, what would be a way to bless others? And so I started getting all these ideas. Oh, we could maybe feature businesses or those that serve the communities or ministries. And so I started getting excited about it, thinking on my way in. And so I started sharing some of it with Marianne. And she was a catalyst because she said, yes, it would bring energy. And I love that word, that as people walk by and stop and see it, and it would change every month. It would allow us to create some energy here and some interest, energy, interest. And so
be fresh every month.
Mary and I started just like that day or within a day or two listing a program, if you will, how it could be implemented and be a blessing. And then obviously you have to put some structure around it and then be able to communicate it in such a way so you understand what's going on. And so, yeah, this is our second month. So I think now people will understand when they see the sign, Great News Radio.
Honoring businesses that give back to the community.
Yes, thank you. I know. I put that together and we got it on signs. And so if you walk by, now people get the idea because last month it was the Blossom Basket. And those of you knew when we interviewed Ron and Deb Bailey and talked about the Blossom Basket. And then you saw their flower arrangements and what was that, palm tree kind of thing?
I don't know. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was featured all month long and so kind of neat. But a couple of people said, is the Blossom Basket moving? into Lincoln Square.
Now they're going to think EIUC is moving here.
Well, see, now I think a couple months people then recognize, oh, this is Great News Radio honoring, you know, these area businesses that give back to the community. So it'll make much more sense this month and maybe next month when it changes again. But anyways, Bob, thank you for representing Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative. What, now these 25, how many years have you been over there?
I've been at the co-op 22 plus years.
22 years.
And it started off, Mark, as you were saying earlier, with SkyQuest and DirecTV. I was the marketing manager for SkyQuest and DirecTV, and that's when you gave us the opportunity to become a founding partner. And so we were able to do it then. And about 2.5 years after that, I moved over to the cooperative side of the electric utility business. And about the only thing I knew then was how to flip a switch.
Oh, great. But, I don't feel so bad.
Oh, Marianne. But I can bore you to death now with all the information I have.
You haven't so far.
And explain maybe for the listener, what is a co-op? How does that work?
Really.
Well, it works really, really well. Okay. You know, right here in this mall, we've got the Uncommon Grounds.
Right.
That is a co-op.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but a co-op basically is a product or a service that is provided and owned by the members that we actually serve. So, in other words, the members own the business.
Sounds American.
That's what it is. Okay. And Benjamin Franklin was one of the very first ones to do that in Philadelphia.
Wow.
There was, you know, houses back in his day were built of wood. And a lot of times when there was a fire, like the Great Chicago Fire, for example, all the houses burnt down.
Oh,
So Benjamin Franklin said, hey, why don't we put together some type of a cooperative here where we pool our money. And so when somebody's house burns down, we can all pull the money together, and we'll have the money there when we have to rebuild.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So this happened with the rural electric cooperatives, like Eastern Illini. Okay, back in the middle 30s, there was no electricity in the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the cities. And that was because that's where most of the population was as far as the density. So if you're going to start a business and provide electricity, you're going to go where most of the customers would be.
Right.
And that's where the investor owns went. Well, that left the country in the dark.
Wow.
So Franklin Delano Roosevelt basically in the 30s started the Rural Electrification Association and passed a bill and said, let's get electricity to the rural area. And that's what happened. So very little was done in the early 30s. Very few rural areas had it.
Oh, my goodness.
But by 1951 or two, over 90% of the rural area of the United States had electricity.
Way, way before you were born.
Well, 30s, yes.
No, but, no, actually, I was kidding about the 50s, but in there.
Right there. Okay,
Close to retiring, which is kind of historic. And I've been looking forward to this point in time. How long have I been prodding you to become a part of the staff or the team, my dream team?
Ever since I got here.
Yeah, well,
I heard you talking about it the minute.
Yeah, I've been talking about Bob. For those that know me well and know about the Great News Radio Dream Team, that's a collection in my mind of individuals that have gifts or expertise or have special interests or talents or abilities that I think I could put to good use through this ministry.
Yeah.
And Bob, I think I've probably approached you for at least 15 years. Like, when might you retire? Would you entertain
15 years
the
ago,
idea?
You start asking him when he's going to retire.
Most people think I'm way too young to retire, and he's asked me when I am going to retire. You know, and I'm thinking, well, this is not working out very well, is it? but see, he's blowing it for me now, because I was wanting to work behind the scenes.
Okay,
and I still want to do that.
You'll be behind the scenes.
You demand, okay?
We've been assigning you some things, even though you're not out of retirement. And the board, I've been talking to my board about, you know, Bob Dickey is getting close to retiring. And he's promised me for many years, well, when he retires and has a little more time, even though, you know, you're very involved with the Gideons and very involved with ministry work and other things, I just said, Bob, you're so gifted and talented in certain areas. I just have seen you for many years.
Marianne, he doesn't know me that well.
I think he does.
Him very well. He's been on trips to Israel, been a part of the Singing Man of GNN, has been in my life for many years. So I know the good and the bad, and it's all good. And in God's economy, you've been made for this radio ministry. So.
Well, let's clarify the good and the bad, okay? Yeah. The good's good, and the bad the Lord has made.
Yeah, he's taken care of.
Nice.
He's taken care of.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're all frail and fallen, like Steve Brown would say. If you knew everything about me, you wouldn't tune in into the radio program. Yeah. He said, I'm a fallen sinner that needs redemption each and every week, and thank you, God.
That's just called being honest.
Yeah, true of all of us.
Yeah.
It is.
But anyways, yes, I know, Bob, you're kind of wanting to be behind the scenes, but
this is how
so
Mark,
much for
Mark
that.
Does behind
yeah.
the scenes.
Yeah, so, this is behind the scenes for me.
Yeah, we're right here.
Let me share.
There are two of us.
I think, Marianne, you probably know this story, but in light of the fact fact that Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative is one of the businesses, services that we're honoring this month.
Right.
Let me tell you a story that you may have heard, and I was telling a board member this, Phil Shepard, Moody Broadcasting Network. He was doing a share-a-thon last week at WLUJ in Springfield, so I drove over to meet up with him to talk through some things. It's in the midst of my vision statement and board meetings and
he's
such.
He's kind of been a mentor to you in some ways.
Oh, Phil is from day one. When I went up to Moody and met with Bob Neff, he was assigned to see me and talk with me before I met with the Vice President of Broadcasting, before Great News Radio was even a concept or an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Phil and filling him in on some of the details, and he said, I never knew that story. And I said, oh, Phil, this is why God has been overshadowing this ministry even before it began. But here's the short end of the story, because I'm sure many of the listeners have heard this, but it begs being repeated in light of Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative being very instrumentally used of God these many years. But if I take you back to 1995, so 22 years ago, Dick Van Zandt, after meeting with him in Washington, D.C., and he said, okay, I think, Mark, you're going to be used of God to help launch this radio ministry. And at that time, I was saying, well, we'd like it to be under Good News Radio, Inc., but they owned it. It was their frequency. It was their potential ministry. But I said, we'd like to have a local board, and we'd like to own it and oversee it, so I didn't have board members in Florida and Ohio and other parts. And it wasn't Cornerstones. It was going to be a local entity, a local board. And so they didn't have monies to pay me to serve in the ministry role, but I said, I'll do whatever I can to help him. So at one point he said, go out and look for towers, look like north of Muhammad. And so having no background, I was like anyone else, okay, I went to Dairy Queen, got a blizzard, and was driving along looking in the horizon. Hey, there's a tower. Hey,
there's a tower.
That's how I looked for a tower. No background, didn't know really what I was looking for other than something that stuck out of the ground, went high in the air. And so we're on 47, head north. I get to the Fisher Foosland area and say, oh, there's a tower over there. So it was like that simple. So I drove around it. You know, you had to go on these country roads. And then there's a gravel driveway. And
you were trespassing.
No, there's no signs posted at the time. So I drove around it, but there's no identifiers. It didn't share who owned it. And my punchline is somewhat already taken, but let me bear with me on the story as if you've never heard it before. And so I go around the tower, and I'm thinking, well, I wonder who owns this. So there was a neighbor, a farm next door, so many acres away. I drove in there, and it's always kind of awkward when you're out in the country to go onto somebody's property. So I was like, making noise, you know, out the window. And, you know, I don't know if I tapped the horn, but, you know, you don't want to just kind of walk on somebody's property, and they come out like, what are you doing? You're trespassing.
That's
like
what
Bob has already said. Anyways, this woman comes out, and I said, by any chance, do you know who owns that tower next door? And this is what she said. She goes, it's Illinois Power out of Paxton. And I'm like, okay, write that down, Illinois Power out of Paxton. And so I thought, I know Rob Sheehan at church, and he works for Illinois Power. Maybe he can get me in with somebody that can give us a good lease agreement on that tower, and because that seems like that might work where Dick wanted. And so anyways, that was information that I needed to write down, get a hold of Rob, Illinois Power out of Paxton owns that tower. Well, at that point, I was coordinating 500 guys to go to Promise Keepers in Indianapolis, and I literally was coordinating all the tasks. I had 10 bus drivers. I had 10 buses leased. I had hotel accommodations. I had gymnasium for some guys to be on, mats to sleep on. I had a dorm at the university. Mm-hmm. I had the whole building reserved. I was providing pizza and breakfast and a lot of logistics, and I had 20 people on a waiting list, and I had already fulfilled the 500 guys. I had 500 guys going. And so what had been the practice up to that point, my phone was ringing off the hook all the time because I was taking down literally 500 guys' names, or maybe 200 or 300, but some wanted 2 or 4 tickets or 1 ticket. And so it was less than a week out. I had 20 on a waiting list. I wasn't taking any more names on the waiting list. Long story short, the phone rings. And at the time, it was the last call I was going to take because my wife just was like getting sick of me answering the calls and saying the same thing 100 times. And the phone rang, and I said, this will be the last call I take today.
Oh,
I won't take any more. And it was Saturday. It was the Saturday after the Friday night finding out that Illinois Power out of Paxton owned that tower.
So that next morning, the phone rings. I said, this is the last call I'm going to take. It's a gentleman saying, hey, do you have tickets for Promise Keepers? And I said, no, I have 20 on a waiting list. There's absolutely no way you're going to be able to go. I'm not even taking names anymore because there's been no cancellations, and I have my 500 guys. He said, oh, please, please, I wanted to go with my son-in-law. And I'm like, oh, no, there just won't be a chance. And he said, could you at least put my name down? I said, okay, what's your name? My name is Bob. I say, where are you from? And he says, Paxton. And this was the work of the Holy Spirit, because I would have never said what I then said if there wasn't a stirring in my heart. I said, well, Bob, this is going to be an unusual question. It's interesting that, Bob, you have the same name, but it wasn't this Bob. Uh-huh. I said, Bob, this is going to be an awkward question, but do you know anyone from Illinois Power out of Paxton? And he said, well, no, why did you ask? I said, oh, it's a long story, but there's this tower in the Fisher-Fuslin area, and we're trying to start a Christian radio station, and I don't know, you said you're from Paxton. I thought, why not ask? And he pauses, and he says, Illinois Power out of Paxton doesn't own that tower. Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative does, and I'm the chairman of the board.
Oh, my goodness.
Of all the people in the whole world, somebody that I'd never met, talked with before, calls my home. It's the last call I'm going to ever take. The guy, if he was from Gibson City, from anywhere else, I would have never asked. But he said Paxton, and I thought, why not ask? And I think it was the stirring of the Holy Spirit. Well, he's the chairman of the board. Mm-hmm. And I, after he said that, I said, you know, Bob, maybe there's a chance you're going to get some tickets. Needless to say, a few months later, we worked out all the agreements in these 21-plus years. Mm-hmm. We've worked with Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative. We've been on that tower. They worked out a wonderful lease agreement. They've been very supportive. And we've had a studio in the building underneath that tower that they've let me operate out of. Herb, the radio servant, built a little studio out there. And so for basically the first 15 years, I was almost out there every day, or at least 5 or 6 days a week. And so it's been a great relationship and a God-sighting story that launched us into the radio ministry, because we thought, how are we going to find a tower? And God had the very individual that oversaw, if you will, being the CEO of Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative, call me. Anyway, so
that's great.
It's a great story.
Absolutely a great story. And obviously, all of it's true.
Yeah.
All of it's true.
And since you're here, Bob, representing EIEC, and since we're talking about Memory Tuesday, I think everybody that can should send Mark Burns a coupon for the Dairy Queen to buy Blizzards this whole month of May. I think that is so great.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know anybody that drove around the countryside just looking at towers with the Blizzards.
Yeah, looking at it. That's what it was. Eating and driving and looking in the skyline. But that very next day, for God to have Bob Thompson, and he's now retired. Yes. He's no longer with Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative. We're Facebook buddies, so once in a while I see his updates or posts. But it was just the beginning of recognizing, at least in my heart of hearts, God was orchestrating this. And then I could tell many of the listeners that have tuned in for many years know the various stories, how God raised up Karen Harrison and that special anonymous gift at one point. That was an incredible parting of the Red Sea for me, how God orchestrated that and other staff and finances. And now these 21-plus years, how our bills are always paid on time. We still don't do any share-a-thons or fall fundraisers, and how we now have this new center, and even these windows, these bay windows that are being used to feature businesses that give back. And Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative does a number of other things. I know there's scholarships for some of the kids for college and other programs that you have, and other ways you serve your constituents and the public at large through lower electric rates. And I don't know, you guys have your fingers in a lot of things, right? The co-op isn't just electricity.
Well, we have moved a little bit, Mark, from where we used to be back to focusing more on electricity.
Okay.
So SkyQuest and DirecTV is no longer part of Eastern Illini and some other subsidiaries we had. But we're seeing the changes coming in the electric utility business, and we've got to do something. Stay focused with our members, make sure that they're getting the service they deserve. And you talk about low rates. Well, when you're with a cooperative, you don't have low rates, because there's not that many out in the country to share the cost of the. We have approximately 4,500 miles of line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have three members per mile of line. An Ameren or even a municipality right here will have a minimum of 30. Mostly it will have up to 45 to 50 per mile of line. So here we are sitting there with three members. So it's very, very important that we provide quality service.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what we really focus on. And in safety, since this is Safety Month, we go to schools. We're going to have our annual meeting coming up here on June the 8th, actually, and at the PBL High School. And there'll be 2,200 to 2,400 people that will come there to that meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's more than a meeting. It's a great time of festivities, a great meal, and seminars that we do. But we're trying to always inform our members and help them become more energy efficient, be safe around electricity, and also make sure that they're using the electricity the best way they can.
Yeah. Well, the window display, the big poster stand, has so much information on it just right there, and the pamphlets. I feel like I've learned a lot, you know, just seeing it.
Yeah, it's
the
like
last
a cartoon.
Yeah,
it's very well done,
yeah.
And it shows a house and all the different ways from weather stripping to ceiling to being mindful of certain things or energy efficient appliances. So, listening friend, you need to stop by the Great News Radio Center throughout this month and stop and look in our bay windows, and you'll see a lot of information about what is it, saving money, saving energy,
yeah, how to become more energy efficient,
energy efficiency, and then. And the other bay window, the Gideon Bible display, and the Gideons have done a marvelous work for the Lord's kingdom these many years, giving out Bibles.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can have some Bibles available or have C.J. Sizemore or other Gideons here maybe on a Saturday or something handing out Bibles. We'll
keep
you posted
idea.
Or tuned in. Yeah, we'll have Bible Day at the Great News Radio Center or something.
Well, seems like we should. That's a great idea.
So, anything else? Closing idea, tip, electrical safe? That we should be aware of maybe in our closing half a minute?
Well, what we're talking to farmers right now, as they're out there in the field, okay, keep looking up.
Oh.
Because there's power lines above you, and you got big equipment out there, and sometimes you don't pay attention to that, and you unfold a piece of equipment, and in the fall they'll put a combine auger out through the power lines.
Oh, my.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Yeah, we love our farmers. So
yes, we do.
Be safe.
Good tip.
Keep your radio listenings. In fact, Doug Schroeder, who's a farmer, he was telling me the other day at our men's group, he listened to that whole series on the thief on the cross. It was 4 days. Yes. I think he was in his tractor, and for those 4 days, he listened to the whole program, and he was kind of telling everyone how it ministered to him and the perspective of that thief on the cross and what he was experiencing and being right next to Jesus, and Jesus basically saying, your sins are forgiven today. You'll be with me in paradise. I mean, what those emotions would have brought about, and that knowledge and the awareness.
My word, can you imagine?
Yeah, it was really
right
it's
next
well
to
done.
Jesus and on the cross. Have him saying that. I've never really quite.
Yeah, it was a great perspective.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it as well.
Really good show.
But that's another reason to keep looking up.
Yeah.
Bob, you're great.
All right. Well, thanks, listeners. Come on by the Great News Radio Center and observe these new bay windows. And as we feature Eastern and Illini Electric Cooperative, be praying up those workers. You know, they're serving those in the rural areas, and you know it's challenging because many times when the co-op is out there, it's during a storm or after a storm or during that inclement weather, so it's not an easy job. And we appreciate the Gideon organization, the ministry, and the work that they do. So keep us in your prayers and stop by the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square.
Send coupons for blizzards to Mark.
I want a couple.
Yes, I'll treat you. We'll come out. We'll go out together.
Bob. All right.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, and Bob Dickey with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.